And it is now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Let's start in New York City, where the new socialist mayor has a plan to help the working people, except his plan starts with raising their property taxes. Zoran Mamdani is pushing a 9.5% property tax hike on homeowners that he describes as working and middle class, people with a median income of $122,000. He's also eyeing the city's retiree health benefits reserve and the rainy day fund. Down in Virginia, lawmakers have voted to raise the state's minimum wage from $12.77 per hour to $13.75 starting January 1st, then in 2028 to $15 an hour with inflation adjustments after that. The governor is expected to sign the legislation. And critics say employers are likely going to respond by raising prices or cutting jobs, meaning the very people this law is supposed to be helping will probably feel it first. Also in Virginia, newly unsealed FBI documents from 2023 allege that State Senator Joe Morrissey took cash to push pardons through then-Governor Ralph Northam. One inmate's father reportedly paid $15,000 after Morrissey initially asked for $30,000. He was pitching something called Premier Jury Consulting Services inside Richmond area jails, claiming a track record of people getting pardoned or released early. Morrissey was never charged, because apparently in Virginia, that's just called constituent services. And in New Jersey, a teacher's case that has no business being anywhere near a school has ended in a 10-year prison sentence. The teacher, Julie Rizzitello, a 37-year-old English teacher at Wall Township High School, pled guilty to 2 counts of sexual assault, one involving a student between the ages of 16 and 17 and another between 18 and 22. One of those students impregnated her. She aborted the child. The judge called it textbook predator behavior. 10 years is the sentence. The cost of that young man? Much harder to calculate. The Congressional Budget Office just quietly revised America's population forecast. The 2050 population peak is now projected at 364 million, down from 372 million just a year ago. Births are expected to fall below deaths by 2030. By the mid-2050s, the population starts shrinking outright, with fertility settling around 1.5 children per woman. Yeah, we shouldn't be shocked when we have a culture that treats children as a burden rather than a blessing. And in the UK, a high court judge dismissed a challenge to guidance affirming that woman in British law means biological female. And that sounds like progress, till you read the fine print. The same ruling said providers aren't actually required to enforce single-sex facilities. Advocates on both sides called the outcome incoherent. Yeah, when a court's leaving everyone more confused than before they walked in, it's not resolved anything. It's just handed the mess to someone else. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.